talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you too. How's your day been?
Pretty good. I got up late, so it hasn't been too long
good
yet.
For you. Yeah. And where are you based?
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay. Never been.
No, that's
probably been far.
Well, yeah. It's very pretty here. There's lots of trees, and it's nice to visit. I would suggest visiting Little Rock, which is a good sized city, and it's got lots of cool stuff there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm from San Diego originally, so.
California?
Yeah.
Wow. What made you want to move to Arkansas?
Oh, well, my husband is a professor, and so we've moved around quite a bit from college to college, so. Go where the jobs are, you know.
Yeah, what does your husband teach?
He's a political science professor.
Mm.
And, and he's also an administrator, so he's like, he's busy.
Well, and do you teach as well, or do you primarily focus on your website?
Yeah, the website is pretty much my job, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I saw that you started in the 90s. What made you want to start it?
I was working for a search engine called Ask Jeeves. I don't know if you remember that one. It was a while ago. But
yeah, no worries.
It's all right. And a friend of ours started that, and I was working for them, and I had to learn how to make web pages because of that job. And then
right.
And then I was interested in TV. I made my own website, and so it just sort of went from there.
Yeah, do you binge a lot of TV shows?
I try to watch all of the new shows. I don't always have the time, at least the first episode, so I can review them for my site. And then I also review DVDs, and I have a DVR, so there's shows that I, you know, already like on there. So, yes, is the answer, I guess.
That's awesome. I mean, what a job. And there's, like, so many options out there for people. Like, it's overwhelming.
Yes, it is. There are way too many things to watch.
What do you prefer to watch? What's your genre?
My favorites are the superhero shows, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Are you a fan?
People. It's like, I don't want to. There's too many, but no, it's nice to hear someone enjoys them.
Yeah, there are too many, but I don't like it when they cancel them, so.
Yeah. Did you feel all the feelings when you watched The Avengers?
I like The Avengers. I probably didn't like them as much as other people, but.
Okay.
I mean, I liked them. It's not that I hated them or anything. I enjoy, especially, I didn't like that they killed off Tony Stark, but.
Oh, yeah, that's awful. Oh, my God. But, yeah. I mean, I'm sure Robert Downey Jr. was tired of his contract and,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, I know there's reasons.
He's been there for, like, 20 years? I don't even know. It's been a long time he's been playing that character.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding, yeah. And then, yeah, I my favorites were probably, I'm blanking now, but, oh, Black Panther and Wonder Woman and the Captain America movies. I like those.
Oh, those are fun. Have you seen the new trailer for Wonder Woman?
No, I haven't yet. I need to check that out.
You gotta check it out. It's really cool. The music's the 80s, and it's a really sweet trailer. I'm really makes me want to watch the movie.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What do you think? You know, it sounds like you're just so into television and in your job as your side. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Why do you think you love that so much?
I just grew up watching a lot of TV. We didn't go to the... I mean, I like movies too, but we didn't go to the movies all that much. I was poor when I was younger, so we didn't go to the movies very often. And, yeah, just, I don't know. I like it because it's a continuing story, and you get more development of the characters. Excuse me.
Sure, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know? I like your show. I watched...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I haven't finished watching season 3 yet, but I watched it when it was on NBC, and then... So I haven't gotten around to. I'm older, so I like watching stuff on my TV first, and then the streaming. If it's on the Roku, then it's okay because I just have to flip a switch to watch it on my TV. But if it's not in the Roku, then I have to watch it on my computer, and it's
yeah. It's a hassle. No, I totally get it. I have no ill will towards you. Actually, as a matter of fact, funny thing you mentioned, Peacock finally negotiated its contract with Roku. To have Peacock on Roku
soon. Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
But that was a huge issue. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand. Yeah, I'm sure that's a big thing for a lot of viewers. Yeah. Especially as old people. Younger people are used to watching.
I'm sure you're hip. I'm sure you're a very hip person.
Worry
about that.
That's okay. But the younger people are used to watching it on their phones and stuff, so it doesn't bother them as much, you know.
But I like, you know, it's interesting because if it's a movie, I went to film school, so you know, that purist thing about me. But if it's a movie, like, I want to see it at least on a TV screen, because how can I disrespect that work on a phone, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't like watching anything but YouTube on my phone for that same reason. It's just, it doesn't feel right to me, mm-hmm. you know? Has to be on a bigger screen for me to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Big screen's better. And definitely. And another one that needs to get on Roku is that, and I don't know how you pronounce it, it's a new streaming, is it Quibi or Quibi? Or
I think it's called Quibi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the thing about Quibi, though, is I think it actually is built specifically for phones.
It is,
when you flip it, the camera angle moves with the way your phone is flipped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good streaming service, but again, watching on my phone is not ideal. So,
you know, it's so crazy, all these streaming services, because there's Netflix, there's Amazon, there's Hulu.
There's way too many.
There's too many, but it's also nice because it means more jobs for me and more content for you as well.
Right,
you
know, that's true.
I mean, you have more than enough on your plate if you want. You can just take your hand, pick something, and you can review it, and you know what I mean? You don't need to rely on four networks like possibly like the 80s to early 2000s. I mean, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I actually grew up in the 60s and 70s, so. That's okay.
I still think you're hip.
That's okay, all right. Thank you.
I still think you're a hip human being.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, I have some questions for you, if that's okay.
Please. All right. That's fine.
So take us back to the beginning. Make sure I'm to when you auditioned for your role of Eduardo on AP Bio. How did that go?
Yeah, so the audition process was very typical to how an actor goes out for a role. My agent, my manager, emailed me the audition notification. I got the sides. For people that don't know what sides are the material that you're given to prepare for the audition. And I went into Wendy O'Brien Casting. Wendy O'Brien is the casting director. She's a very, very lovely woman. And when I auditioned for the show, my first thought researching the show was, oh, I can see myself in the role of the show. You know, so for better and or for worse, I could see myself being with a bunch of dorks. And what ended up happening was I auditioned. I felt like I did good. I felt like I understood the humor that they were going for. And I let it go. You know, you've auditioned so many times. You just have to let it go. So that's what I did. Like a day later, 2 days later, I get the message from my reps that I am strongly pinned for the role, which means that I'm like the number one pick. On the Thursday of the week of my audition, I auditioned on a Tuesday. The Thursday of that week, I find out that I got the part, and I was excited, nervous. It's a really bizarre feeling when you get a job finally.
Sure.
And then Friday, I go to my first table read with the whole cast and crew as a member of the show.
Oh, that's cool. And you came in during the second season, right?
Yes, I did. I came in during the second season of AP Bio. I was a little nervous because, you know, the cast knew each other. But you know what? They were really kind.
So did it kind of feel like going to a new school?
Yeah, actually. It felt like, that's a great question. It really felt like going to a new school. You want to be liked. You want to be respected. You want to keep your job. But fortunately, you know, I've had enough life happen to me where I can keep things in perspective. And what mattered to me most was serving the story, serving my crew, and just being professional on set.
Great. And so, but they made you feel welcome.
They did. And Barbara Stoll, our producer, works very hard to create a very safe environment on set.
Oh, good, good. And I see that you're from Rancho Cucamonga. I used to live in Riverside for a while.
You did? No, you didn't.
No, I did, like 8 years.
Really?
We went to a Quakes game in Rancho Cucamonga once.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, is that where you grew up?
That is where I grew up. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm staying in Rancho right now during this quarantine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you go to Quakes games when you were growing up?
You know what? Maybe I went to one, but my family was never much of a baseball family, so we didn't go to a Quakes game. I should go, though. I would like to before I leave Rancho, just to experience more of my local hometown stuff.
Right, yeah, it's fun. Well, when we were in Riverside, they had I can't remember the name. Oh, first we had the Red Wave, and then it was the Riverside Pilots. So we would sometimes go to their other games, like Lake Arrowhead and all that.
Yeah.
It was right down the street from us, so it was something to do. So so you do, you're living in Rancho Cucamonga right now because of the pandemic, or do you have another place?
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Being in LA was the plan, but this pandemic happened,
right.
And you know, so I just moved back in with my folks during this pandemic.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Might as well. A lot of people are doing it. I mean, you know, pandemics happen.
Yeah, right. And so, how is Eduardo different from you?
Eduardo, I like to think, well, Eduardo dresses way differently from me. He dresses like he's a grandpa, you know, with corduroy pants, like a button-down dress shirt, and like a sweater vest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he dresses. His sense of style isn't really there. So I like to think mine is slightly better than his.
Right.
We're both really similar. He's just like an extreme version of me. Like, he's super awkward. I'm not super awkward, but I can be awkward. He's super nervous around girls. I can get nervous, but not as much as Eduardo. But we're both very kind people, and we both have our friends back.
Cool. And have you heard yet whether there's going to be a season 4?
You know what? I am just a mere actor on the show. I have not heard yet. I mean, I've heard the reviews for season 3 are really great, and our show does show numbers in regards to streaming views. However, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, yeah, I read quite a few reviews, and they were pretty much all positive, the ones that I read.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they were really positive reviews.
And if someone hasn't watched all of season 3 yet, which episode would you tell them to watch that features Eduardo the most?
That's a great question. The episode that I would recommend people watch the most is an episode where my character and my best friend, because all of my episodes are pretty much the thing about me in the show, it's more of a me and my best friend duo thing. So my duo best friend is Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Victor in the show.
Uh-huh.
And us getting into shenanigans is our issue. So what I would recommend that people watch is Get Hoppy. That's a really fun episode from season 3.
Okay. And yeah, I watched the first two before you called, and I was grimacing when you had the throwing star stuck in your leg. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so many things happen on set, you forget about them. But yeah, pretty much props. Is the guy David Hecht, he runs props on my show, and he's a wonderful man. He just strapped a belt to my leg, and he attached a shooting star to it, or whatever it's called, and that's how they did it.
I was very glad that it didn't, that when she pulled it out, it didn't have blood gushing out, but that would be a very different show.
that's like off-brand for it.
Yeah.
It's like HBO, and we're not that. We're not edgy that way.
That's right. And do you have any other projects that you've been working on, either before or after the pandemic started?
I mean, right now, just writing. Right now, I have my writing partner, Michael Goldenberg, and I are just writing a workplace comedy about tour guides at a studio.
Oh, cool.
I used to be a tour guide at Paramount Pictures, so we know that world pretty well.
That's neat. That's Paramount, I haven't been to that one. I've been to, I grew up where, when, you know, Universal was the big one that everybody went to. And then,
and then
before it had all the rides and everything, it was just a studio tour. And then I think I went to Warner Brothers because we were near there, or somebody wanted to go. I have to check that Paramount out. They still have a tour?
I actually really like it. Yeah. It's a really lovely tour, and the tour guides are a bunch of sweethearts, and you get a really good experience. It really gives you the classical feel of Hollywood, what it used to be.
Right. Well, they say write what you know, so it sounds like you're doing that.
Yeah. So I know a lot about that life.
And what do you think that you want to get involved in the future, as far as acting, directing, writing, what else?
You know, there's so many things I want to do, and this is a very crazy industry I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
What I try to tell myself is just to let my career blossom in front of me. So just be pleasantly surprised by the roles I get.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try to do that. I mean, I would love to play, I don't know, the detective and this or that, but I mean, there's just so much that's out of my control that I just have to have a sense of surrender when I go out for roles. But fortunately, I get to play roles that are different from me, and that surprised me.
Okay.
I didn't think I'd get cast as Eduardo, but in retrospect, I should have known I would. And he's been a lot of fun to play.
Oh, good. And so what have you been doing to keep busy during the pandemic?
You know what? A lot of exercise. Yeah. I built a gym in my garage and just a lot of exercise. I've never had so much structure, so just exercising every day and reading a lot of books.
Yeah? What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. I'm rereading that book.
Oh, rereading it, yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, I wanted that a long time ago. I should reread that one of these days.
Yeah. What about you? Do you like to read?
I do, but I haven't had much time to read. I have a Kindle, and it's got about, 1,000 books on it that I haven't read. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've read a lot in the past, but I need to get back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I read some magazines mostly.
Oh, yeah, which ones?
Well, my site covers a lot of daytime as well as prime time, so I read Soap Opera Digest and Entertainment Weekly and Vanity Fair. And Good Housekeeping, which I got for like $10 for a year, so they keep sending it to me. I'm like, okay, it's only $10, whatever.
Good Housekeeping. Yeah,
that's how they get you. Yeah, it's mostly what they would call a women's magazine. So it's like recipes and makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's funny. Who knows? Maybe I'll get something out of it.
Yeah, you never know. Well, go to the dentist or something. You probably find a copy there.
That's hilarious. Now that you mentioned that, I do recall seeing those at
right, and
at those places.
So, what talents do you have besides acting and writing?
You know what? Before I started working as an actor, I was a stuntman. I went to stunt school for a year, just to do something, with my life and learn new skills. So I was doing stunt training, so I know how to fall and how to get my butt kicked. I know how to fall through glass, just that type of work. However, now, depending on the stunt, I'd probably have a stuntman do some of my stunts. That way I don't get hurt on stuff.
Right. Yeah, they take a lot of risks.
Oh, yeah. Your body takes a beating. This one time, like, I was on set. I was a stuntman on this non-union film, and I fell on cement like 15 times at least, 10 to 15 times.
Ouch.
I was like, my body felt really fatigued the next day.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you work out so much, so even if you did do it, you might not hurt yourself so much.
I mean, you spend like a lot of your time in class just learning how to fall. It's crazy.
Wow.
So it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and is there anything else that you'd like to tell your fans about you or the show?
You know what? It's a show that is funny. It's not really that dark, and it's easy to watch with your friends and family. So if you want to find something to watch, something to make you laugh and smile during these crazy times, watch AP Bio Season 3.
All right, great. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.